Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. The characters in F. Scott Fitzgerald's The Great Gatsby have resonated with generations of readers and moviegoers. And as William Marling, professor of English at Case Western Reserve University, reveals, the reading public of the 1920s was immediately drawn to Fitzgerald's view of American society.
The Great Gatsby is back, painting a portrait of America in 1925, just out of the Great War, Prohibition a joke, with feverish financial speculation. But Fitzgerald's novel did not even win the Pulitzer Prize. That went to Edna Ferber's So Big. There were many great novels in 25, like Sinclair Lewis' Aerosmith, Hemingway's In Our Time, and Dreiser's American Tragedy. All of them described a changed America. But Gatsby was immediately recognized as important, and not only by critics. Hemingway said that if Fitzgerald could write a book as fine as Gatsby, he was sure to write an even better one. T.S. Eliot wrote that Fitzgerald's novel was the first new step in fiction since Henry James. Reviewers praised the poetic language and recognized the protagonist as a study of American character. Other writers also fretted about that topic in 25, but young Fitzgerald, from whom critics had expected only stylish sketches, destroyed the iconic image of the self-made hero and his clean money in one brief novel. Gatsby supported the Fitzgerald's lavish lifestyle for quite a while. Then sales fell during the Depression, when America wanted more realistic narratives, like Steinbeck's Grapes of Wrath. Fitzgerald went to work in Hollywood, where film suggested the topic of his unfinished The Last Tycoon. But he never again captured the sound of money as well as in Gatsby. He died of a heart attack in the Los Angeles apartment of his girlfriend Sheila Graham in 1940. So welcome back, Gatsby, or may I call you J. Gats.
That was William Marling of Case Western Reserve University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years, and from Mount Holyoke College. Here